Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Our eager co-host Tim Swartz asked Curry Stegen a question about reincarnation. Curry, what's your response?
That's an interesting question, and I'd say I don't know. The jury's still out on that. It seems to me that reincarnation is all about our soul's journey and learning new experiences and having new life experiences and perhaps growing from those. So there's a lot of talk of spirit guides, life reviews. All of this stuff is quite interesting because it kind of dovetails with the near-death experiences. And the reason why I say that is go back to Jeffrey Long's book, Evidence of the Afterlife. They've got over 5,000 cases they've amassed in their research between him and his wife now. A lot of what they talk about in the book kind of dovetails with this topic as well, and that is that we not only do we do some sort of life review after we pass on from this state and into the afterlife. It seems like perhaps we do go through some sort of life review and try and learn from those life experiences. And perhaps maybe we don't get it right, or maybe there's things we don't get right. And maybe we come back and try and learn and try and progress as a soul from those experiences. Now, whether we get to decide exactly who we come back as, I don't know. I'd say the jury's still out on that. I don't really know, but perhaps we do have some sort of say in how we come back, and maybe it's ultimately about coming back into a life where we perhaps can kind of work on things and try and progress in that, kind of soul progression.
The thing I worry about with reincarnation is if you don't remember a previous life and what you did wrong, how do you correct it? Or you just continue doing it again and again until you hope you'll get it right?
Right. And that is one of the criticisms people say. Well, if that's the case, then why don't, when we come back to a new life, why don't we have memory of a previous life? And I think some people would say, well, maybe at an early age, sometimes we do. Maybe what happens in this life is that's stripped away from us. You know, we are in this very materialistic kind of society, especially in Western society, where, science rules the day, right? So if you can't reproduce it in a lab, if you can't reproduce something in a lab and prove it scientifically, then science is going to throw it out. And a lot of people are going to throw it out. And so that's the kind of, I think that's a lot of what, it has a lot to do with it in Western society. If you look at Eastern cultures, they're really a lot more open. I think more and more people are kind of becoming more open to this idea. I don't want to offend anybody. There's just people with different religious backgrounds out there. But I'm going to be honest with you. I've went through different phases of my life, and I've went through that kind of Christian rebirth, born-again Christian phase. And I always had a hard time with thinking we only got one shot to get this right, right? So one shot, if you don't get it right, it's one or the other option. If you don't get it right, and I always had a problem with that. That always, even when I was in that season of my life, I always kind of had a problem with that.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of a lot of cases of children, and as you said before, there are a lot of children who seem to have a memory of a previous life up to about a certain age. But, a lot of these kids will tell their parents that they were allowed to choose who their parents were going to be before they were born. Just tell them that matter, just matter-of-factly. And I always found that interesting. And then there are other cases where there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason for a rebirth.
Right. Right. And I've had guests on my show where I say, well, if it's so blissful on the other side, you know, this is my skeptical side. If it's so blissful on the other side, then why, when we go there, do we want to come back?
They don't give me a choice.
Get back there.
When you talk about near-death experiences, of course, there are some who connect that with UFO abductions. There are many similarities.
Right. Yeah, there is, and that's interesting because some people who have alien abduction experiences, it does seem to kind of open them up to perhaps other paranormal type experiences. Either that or somebody who has a near-death experience now seems to be a little bit more perhaps psychic, a little bit more intuitive. Another interesting case is that of Dave Ditchfield. And he was on my show a while back, and he had a near-death experience. I don't know if it was out of body or near death. I don't know if he was ever actually clinically dead, but he seemed to have an experience where he kind of passed on to that other side and came back. And the unusual thing about him is he seemed to come back with newfound abilities that he didn't have before. So you're going to get the materialists that are going to say, well, perhaps something was unlocked in his brain that wasn't there before when he had that experience. Maybe it just opened up something in his brain that, you know, wasn't open there before. But, you know, this guy started composing music. He started painting, and he had never painted well before in his life. And suddenly he seems to have these newfound abilities, which is just quite bizarre to me because I don't know how that happens.
Well, we wonder sometimes what causes inspiration. Can you dream of a hit record like Paul McCartney did with Let It Be and Yesterday?
Right. Right. Yeah. And, you know, again, the skeptics are probably going to come back and say, well, maybe, you know, that traumatic experience, maybe it did something to his brain that just opened something up that wasn't there before. You know, but, you know, the skeptics are probably going to say that was not probably a near-death experience or out-of-body experience. It just maybe opened up something and locked something in the brain. I don't know. It's interesting how people do seem to come back from these experiences. And again, there's a number of them cited in Jeffrey Long's book. They come back and they have a new zest for life. They come back no longer afraid of death. And I'm not saying this is all the cases. Obviously, there's some there where some people will say, hey, I clinically died and I didn't experience anything, right? I experienced darkness. But there's so many other cases where people have had similar experiences and then they come back and they seem to now have a new, they're no longer afraid of dying, I guess if you say, and they seem to have a new look on life. Some people change careers. Some people go into healing work. There's even been medical doctors who've had near-death experiences who have had career changes after a result of their experiences.
Well, and it's not just near-death experiences. As Gene pointed out, UFO abduction experiences at times seem to resemble near-death experiences. But there is also that factor, as you described, where people will come back after having a UFO experience, and it doesn't necessarily have to even be an abduction experience, profoundly changed. As you stated, they'll have new interest, or suddenly they'll understand higher levels of mathematics, and at times the personality change is so extreme that they become estranged from their family members who are like, he's changed, not the same person as before their UFO experience.
I'm going to ask you some more questions about abductions and what might be the cause behind them. Is it ET or something else? We have Curry Stegan, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So the surface examination of a UFO abduction is that somebody is kidnapped by some beings from a flying saucer, taken aboard the flying saucer, maybe given a physical examination, whatever. Told about hybrid beings, a whole bunch of things. Curry, what do you think about abductions? Are they what they seem to be? Or are people just perceiving something they can't understand and they're trying to put it in their own words?
Yeah, that's a tough one. That is a really tough one because there's so many different types of experiences people have out there. Some people are abducted and they have the most horrific experience and they come back with PTSD. So this kind of notion that, you know, I've had Preston Dennett on the show several times, and his idea of all this is that ultimately these ETs are peaceful and they do have a peaceful agenda, right? If it is ETs that people are really experiencing when they are abducted. I don't know, because there's so many different types of experiences. Some people come back as with having negative takeaways from getting abducted. Some people get abducted and they have this kind of epiphany, if you will. Like Tim, I think, just mentioned, they come back and now they see things in a different light. Maybe they're more spiritually awake. So that's a hard one to answer because there's so many different types of abduction cases. Maybe some of these are not truly physical. Maybe they are more of a, there's psychics and mediums or people in that kind of work that talk about different dimensions. So perhaps there are some beings, whether they're extraterrestrial or whatever we want to call them, they're kind of operating in these different dimensions. And perhaps they're not even physically here when people have these experiences. You know, there's some sort of holographic projection, whatever, that people are experiencing. And maybe other experiences are, no kidding, people are taking aboard craft and are shown things. And who knows? Like, there's so many different types of experiences out there. It's really hard to kind of put your finger on this and say, you know, all these people are really getting abducted by ETs and getting taken aboard craft. Or, you know, maybe some of them are having, maybe these beings are being, are showing up to them in some sort of mental projection. I don't know. It's really, really hard to put your finger on this stuff because it is such a complex issue.
Have you ever looked into the connection between, say, like other types of paranormal activity, UFO phenomena, cryptid sightings, and haunted locations? Not so much, say, like just like a singular haunted house or a haunted building, but maybe more of a location, kind of like a cemetery that you looked into, where not only are there reports of ghostly activity, but activity of other kinds.
Two other cases that I can think of, I mean, and one most everybody already knows about now with the show, and that's Skinwalker Ranch, where, you know, when Robert Bigelow was there with his team of researchers, they had pretty much experienced everything under the sun. UFO sightings, heck, I mean, it was mentioned that some sort of weird portal seemed to open up and some being came out of it and went back into it. Another one that comes to mind is the one in Pennsylvania that Stan Gordon has been researching, and that's the Chestnut Ridge area, where people are experiencing not only seeing UFOs, but weird cryptid-like creatures, Bigfoot-like creatures. And oftentimes when Stan's researched this stuff, it's happening across multiple counties in the Chestnut Ridge region. People who have seen strange Bigfoot-like creatures, they've shot at them. And to no effect, it seems. And then not only are they seeing these, but strange crafts or strange lights in the sky. I personally have not had those kinds of experiences where I've seen UFOs and paranormal activity, but I would say those are a couple of cases in point where there seems to be all kinds of stuff going on. And that's why I think it's so interesting to explore this stuff, because it makes you wonder whether all unexplained phenomena, if there is a nexus between it all and if there's a connection between all this.
I always like to call it like the grand unified field theory of the paranormal.
Yeah, so it kind of begs the question. So, and I talk about it in the book a little bit towards the end. Can I say that the paranormal stuff that I've experienced is that of people who have passed on? that are ghosts. I can't say that with a certainty. How do I know that I am not experiencing some, you know, something happens in the environment where there's some sort of strange time slip, or there's some sort of interdimensional aspect to this? I mean, the, you know, with quantum physics and all this that, you know, been talked about recently, it's kind of opens up the possibilities. And so, you know, I talk about that because oftentimes when I am capturing EVPs or paranormal evidence, you know, it's not so easy. It doesn't fit into a neat box. I can't oftentimes go back and verify historically that, okay, this voice is this person. It's this name, and it, you know, that hasn't been my experience in paranormal investigation. You'll watch on shows where, you know, they get activity and they're able to go back and say, well, we tied this to the history and, you know, this person died in this house and we think that's the person haunting this house. That's not been my experience. Like, yeah, I get EVPs and I've had many strange things happen. I've seen self-illuminating balls of light in locations that float right in front of my face. But I don't know what the cause of these are. I can't say for certainty that I'm dealing with spirits who've passed on when I've had these experiences. And so I'm really open to the possibilities of what it could be.
I remember an episode of Ghost Hunters where, and I can't remember the location, but it was, they were set up in a bedroom that had belonged at some time in the past to somebody who had been in royalty. And one of them had, one of the investigators had called out, where are you? Or, you know, we're here, where are you? And they caught it both on the video cameras and on their recorder, this female's voice that laughed, and it's very clear she laughed and said, well, I'm right here, where are you? And it just always made me think about the whole time slip phenomena when it comes to hauntings, because you have situations like that and situations where people report that they'll encounter a full-bodied apparition, that then the apparition will look just as surprised and scared as the people are who are having the experience.
We will continue this in our next segment with Tim, Curry, and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Bay News Update. Idaho will now allow execution by firing squad.
Governor Brad Little signed the legislation after the state has experienced difficulty in securing drugs needed to carry out lethal injections. Idaho is now the fifth state in the nation to allow death by firing squad. Others include Mississippi, Utah, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. The law will go into effect July 1st. I'm Dave Collins.
The death toll expected to rise after a massive tornado tore across Mississippi. Former President Donald Trump returning to the campaign trail yesterday with a rally in Waco, Texas. And a Delta Airlines passenger on a flight from L.A. was arrested yesterday for allegedly opening an emergency exit door aboard the plane and causing the plane's emergency slide to be activated prior to takeoff. He slid down that slide and was stopped by luggage workers. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So the target of the experience is frightened. The source of the experience is frightened or startled. Tell us more, Tim Swartz.
Oh, well, that's about it. I mean, it's just like, is this a time slip experience where somewhere in the past, you know, somebody sees people dressed in, you know, they wouldn't know that modern clothing, that they're like, oh, who are these weird people haunting my house? And then vice versa.
Right. I think of the movie, I think it was called The Others with Nicole Kidman, and it was a brilliant plot. Because, you know, all the time you think that they are experiencing haunted activity in the home and, you know, that they are experiencing paranormal activity and they're alive. And it turns out at the end of the movie, they're the ones that are dead and it's the living that are haunting them. And so, you know, that was a brilliant plot, I thought, you know, original. And it does beg the question, yeah, are we haunting them as well? You know, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it would make sense considering, like I said, all these cases where the alleged ghosts at times appear to be just as frightened when they're spotted. And that's another thing with a lot of these encounters is these entities act surprised when they're seen. Like maybe they're used to being invisible, and then occasionally when somebody is able to see them, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah, that's interesting. And I guess I would say I've never seen a full body apparition. I've had all kinds of other experiences, but I've never witnessed a full body apparition. Now, I've seen shadows that dart across the wall, and it's almost like I'll give you the example when I walked into that storage building and a shadow darted across the wall. It was like I had spooked something. It was running away. It felt like to me. So, you know, and I've seen other shadows in locations. We were in a location on 25th Street there, and me and our deputy director were standing looking. We're in this restaurant, Rooster's Restaurant, I can say it. historic 25th Street. We're on the second floor of this restaurant. We're looking down the hallway here, and we see the shadow walk across in front of us, looking like it's going up the stairs. We both saw it. You know, we both just kind of look at each other like, wow. I don't think shadows qualify as full-body apparitions, because typically when somebody sees a full-body apparition, they're seeing detail there, almost like just somebody in person standing there in front of you. They see clothing. They see details of a face. Sometimes they see half-body apparitions. And there's one location that our group has investigated, and some of the members of the group have investigated probably 40, 50 times. Because it's just been such an active location over the years. And some of the people there have seen full-body apparitions. I never have, but I've had all kinds of other experiences at the location. So, yeah, I mean, it's just really, really hard, though, to say that what I'm capturing is truly a ghost, somebody who's passed on and is just lingering at a location. Because, again, oftentimes I can't go back and tie the history and tie it to a specific person and all that. And I know that happens on a lot of the shows, but it just has not been my experience.
Well, with your experience and the experiences of others in your group, do you think that you are dealing with, and again, whatever it is, you know, like an actual conscious intelligence or a recording, so to speak? Because that was a popular theory for quite a while, that hauntings are just somehow, you know, an emotional imprint.
Right.
On the location. You know, what about your own personal experiences?
Yeah, so I'm not going to win a whole lot of people over by saying this, probably, but I'm going to say it anyways. I'm not sold on the idea of residual hauntings.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm not sold on it, and again, I'm probably in the minority here, because parapsychologists talk about it, and a lot of people in the paranormal field say there's something in the environment that just keeps replaying. Until I'm able to go into a location and capture the same phenomena at the same time, the same location, or somebody can provide evidence to me that they can duplicate that at the same time in the same place over and over again, maybe I'll be a little bit more convinced that there's something to residual hauntings. But at this point, I'm not convinced. Now, having said that, we capture EVPs that probably about 10 to 20% of the time seem to be intelligent. They seem to be saying something. I'll give you an example. We're setting up equipment at a location. I'm not at liberty to mention the name of the location, but I mentioned that our groups have visited it a number of times. We're setting up equipment, and it's me and another female investigator. We're up on the floor alone, and I capture a woman's voice comes from my recorder and say, what are you guys doing?
Hmm.
So it's like they are responding to something I'm doing in the environment or in the location, right? I mentioned the flashlight. I've had many, many EVPs where it seems to be a response to something we are doing. And so that seems to be intelligent. Now, all the other EVPs that we capture seem to be fairly random, right? We're in a location and, you know, I'm speaking hypothetically, I'm making this up, but you get a voice that says cigarettes, okay? None of us are smoking or anything like that, so, like, why did we get that word, right? You get EVPs like that all the time. They're just simply random, and you don't understand. You know, like, it has nothing to do with what you're doing. The voice just simply comes through. And so I wish most of the EVPs that we did capture were intelligent, but they tend to be, you know, like I said, maybe about 10 to 20%, and the rest seem to be fairly random.
You talk about your group setting up their equipment. What kind of equipment would you normally use on a typical investigation?
Well, for me, it's always going to be voice recorders. And for the group, they're setting up recorders in different locations. I tend to maybe use one or two recorders because who has time to go through voice recorders for hours and hours and hours? I certainly don't anymore. We set up night vision cameras. I mean, those are the big ones. I mean, if you're going to capture something you consider evidential, it's either going to be on camera or it's going to be on a voice recorder, right? So those are your big go-tos. Then you have your other devices, the controversial ones. I mentioned the flashlights. People say that's a loose connection. That's not a good technique to use. Hey, I'm also about experimentation. I'm experimenting with things. If I have, and we use EMF devices, electromagnetic field devices, millimeters and those sorts of things. Sometimes we're using them to measure how much EMF is in an environment. And let me give you a case in point. I investigated, and this was outside of the group. I went with a couple of friends. I got invited to go investigate an old private school here in northern Utah. So we went and investigated this location. I had my sister-in-law with me and a couple of friends, and a lady who actually did volunteer work at the location. She got us in there. A lot of reported activity over the years, supposedly, at this old school. We go into this hallway that leads into the gymnasium, into the basketball court. A lot of people were talking about getting uneasy feelings, being watched, I don't know, just weird kinds of stuff happening in that location. So we take our EMF readers, we walk down that hallway. We're getting really high EMF readings.
We will learn more about this in our next segment, which will be the last one for our main show before he rejoins us, Curry, on the After the Paracast podcast with Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is James Fox, director of The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You are continuing with those experiences, Curry, and I wanted you to kind of wrap up this particular part of it because we're running out of time with the main show, and I wanted to ask you about one or two more things before we progress. Sure. Go ahead, please.
So I was talking about this one hallway leading out to the gymnasium and the basketball court in this old school we were investigating, and we were using our EMF readers just to kind of gauge how much EMF was in the environment. Well, there was a large electrical junction box in that hallway that was giving off very high EMF readings. So EMF, known to cause hallucination, known to cause uneasiness, even hallucination. So that's one we kind of chalked up to. This electrical junction box is causing that. It's causing uneasiness in people. It's causing it, you know, so sometimes we'll use EMF readers for that purpose to kind of gauge how much EMF is being put out in a certain area of a building. That makes sense.
And by the way, I was looking over your site as you were talking, Curry, and picking out some possibilities here with you for presenting some EVP sounds after the Paracast. Meantime, you mention among the topics you've covered, the men in black. I like saying it that way, the men in black. Give it some kind of emphasis. So what can you tell us about MIB? I should tell you, by the way, before we go on, I used to have a car back in the late 60s. It said in the license plate, 3MIB. It was the worst, most bug-ridden car I ever had.
I love the show, by the way. I love the show with Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith. But on the Men in Black, I've had a couple of guests who have talked about Men in Black, and one was Justin Bamforth. And he talked about there's a famous video out there, and it's in, I want to say, Niagara Falls area, where there's a couple of supposed men in black that come in and start questioning one of the people in the hotel. Something to do with a UFO sighting. I don't remember all the details. These men in black, as it was reported, seem to have, like, weird facial features, almost like kind of plastic skin. You know, really kind of abnormal kind of movements, if you will, that sort of thing. They just seem to be something out of place about them. And this has, I think, been reported in other MIB cases. I haven't delved into the MIB real deeply, but there have been a few times where people have mentioned them. And Justin Bamforth is the one I'm thinking of where he talked about that case. So I don't know. From what I've heard, they're just seems to be sometimes when people come into contact with these men in black, there seems to be something out of place about them. Maybe something they say, something they do, maybe just doesn't quite fit. But that's about the extent of my knowledge of the men in black.
Years ago, I met the person that we might call an originator of the men in black, Albert K. Bender, because he was a key subject of the book They Knew Too Much About Flying Saucers from Gray Barker that was published, like I said, in the 1950s. And he conveyed the impression these were possible government agents, that he found out or was told he found out something about UFOs that he could not reveal and had to shut up. But when he wrote the book in the 1960s, Flying Saucers and the Three Men, these entities or beings were really ETs from the planet Kaik. I don't know what to say about that, but you mentioned possible weird faces. Well, if they're ETs, perhaps that was pretty weird.
Right. Yeah, and unfortunately, I really haven't delved into it very deeply, but, you know, that one particular case comes to mind, and that's a famous video about the men in black, and they seem to kind of just disappear from the scene afterwards, and, you know, nobody seems to, sometimes they never have seen again, you know, it just kind of, they show up and then they're gone, and people are like, well, these, whatever they are, these people, if you want to call them that, there's something out of place about them. There's something that they're doing that just seems out of place, and people have reported this before. They just say something or do something that just not seem to be the norm of what an ordinary person would do.
I'll go with that. But you never met anybody like that in your experience as someone who is just a little too strange.
No, I can't say that I have. You know, I've met a lot of strange people, but I can't say I've met anybody that I thought, man, could that person be an extraterrestrial, or could that person be a non-human entity? I can't say that I've ever had that kind of experience, but like I said, I've heard stories about it.
Well, and there's been cases of after the men in black have visited somebody, they then have to deal with haunting and poltergeist activity for a while in their house. You know, it's almost that, like a residual effect, so to speak.
Right. Yeah, I've heard that as well, lights flickering. Even supposedly when these strange people show up, weird things like that. I don't know. I've never personally experienced anything like that. But it's an interesting topic, for sure.
It's interesting also to talk about the possible government interest in UFOs and whether they may be real in the sense of living beings who are government agents who want to go out and spook people.
Yeah, there's been cases where, whether they're UFO sightings, men in black suits have showed up and start questioning people and, you know, just weird cases like that. I mean, I'm kind of at a loss to remember any specific cases, but there's been stories about where these strange guys show up and, they start asking questions and, you know, then they just simply, from there, they just kind of vanish or they just disappear. I don't know. It's a really weird subject. You get into the subject of what the government knows. That's all. You can go down the rabbit hole quickly on that one. I don't think any of us truly know really what the government knows about this phenomenon and what's happening. And that's what's so difficult about the UFO topic. You want to call it? I still like to use the term UFO. A lot of people now want to say UAPs.
You know what? I still call them flying saucers, so there, because I started so early. And I know Tim Swartz kind of goes along with me sometimes. Mm-hmm. They're just flying saucers. Forget about the rest. Okay, Curry, tell our listeners, if they want to know more about the things you do, where can they check you out?
Well, first, they can go to my website. It's kind of a long one. It's passion, the number 4, theparanormal.com. And there you can find links to my podcast show. There you can also find a link to order my book on Amazon. That's pretty much it. Or if you want to find me on Facebook, facebook.com/passion, the number 4, the paranormal. Those are the two best places to find out information about me.
He'll also be back, Curry, with us for the After the Paracast podcast with more discussions, and we'll try to dig up an EVP or two to listen to. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. I know we've said some nasty things about Elon Musk, so that may not last long. We're on Facebook, too, a Paracast fan club and a Paracast group. We offer branded merchandise if you go to theparacast.shop. Or theparacast.store. Either one takes you there for branded logo merchandise for T-shirts and caps and things. Theparacast.shop. And we offer the Paracast Plus, a special streaming service which includes this show free of the network ads. Okay, free of the network ads, better quality audio. Plus the After the Paracast podcast, where you never know what's going to happen. It's uncensored. And it's amazing, the After the Paracast podcast. We also offer a special deal now. If you use the coupon code UFO20, with your order for a Paracast Plus subscription, you get a 20% discount for 5-year and lifetime memberships. Theparacast.plus. Once again, write this down, please. Theparacast.plus. Hey, Curry Stegen, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Yep, thank you for having me. It's been a great discussion.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.